Good morning. My guest this morning is Dr. Wendy Trowbridge. She is the Director of Restoration and Conservation Programs for the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. That's a formidable title.
I know. It's a bit long.
Good morning, Dr. Trowbridge.
Thanks for having me.
Talk about the watershed report.
Well, we're having this great event at the Heron Hall in our Laguna Environmental Center celebrating the end of the water year. So the wet season happened last winter, and now we've moved through the dry season, and it's about to be the wet season again. So we want to sort of present a report card of how it went. And there's a lot of things you hear on the news. There was a drought, El Nino, global climate change. And so we just want to give people sort of an update of what's happening in the watershed.
Great. I'm very much open to it. What was the year like?
Well, it wasn't as wet as we had hoped. It was an El Nino year, but you know how it is with El Ninos. Sometimes it brings what you expect and sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
And this year, it was wetter than it had been, but not as wet as we had hoped. And so we'll also talk about groundwater. So people were pumping more groundwater because of the drought. And so we'll look at how that's being sustainably managed. And it was also, El Nino also tends to bring warm temperatures. And
right.
So it was a warmer year than ordinary as well.
Certainly a warmer summer.
Yes, exactly. And so one of the things I'm really excited to talk to people about is not just what we think climate change is going to bring in the future, but what has already happened. You know, is it really already hotter in the watershed? And, you know, just a clue of what's coming. Yes, it is.
So this may be, I hate to say this, this may be a sort of a dystopian presentation?
Oh, no. I mean, there's a lot of great things to look forward to as well. I mean, some of the things I want to talk about are the wildlife that are really coming back to the Laguna.
Oh, I mean, which ones?
Otters in particular.
Great.
You know, there was a famous report in the 1970s declaring that the Laguna was devoid of life.
Oh.
And we've come such a long way from there to see these otters are sort of a predator and a symbol of the success of how far we've come. And there's some great information about mountain lions, and there's going to be a great study over the next couple of years. So it's a mix.
Excellent. I used to live on the Laguna right at the Guerneville Road Bridge.
Oh, terrific.
And,
that's a beautiful spot.
I saw an otter there maybe 10 or 12 years ago.
Yeah, we have a big trash cleanup project down right in that area. It's on private property on some farming land down there. But we've got some kids from the Sonoma Ecology Corps out there picking up garbage, and they see otters fairly regularly down there now.
Oh, great.
You know, we saw last time I was down there, we saw a kingfisher. And so the life is really coming back to the Laguna.
Excellent. What's our hope? What's going to happen? Everyone is thinking that.
So the Laguna Foundation's dream is a swimmable, fishable Laguna.
That's right.
And one of the big problems that we have in the Laguna has been historically with water quality, and we're making big strides on that. But still, the Laguna is not some place where you would want to eat the fish or swim.
Right.
So we still have a ways to go, but we're... That's our dream, is a place where you can hike along the Laguna and go for a swim and eat some of the great fish out of the Laguna, or maybe some of the crayfish in there. So it's a big dream, but that's our hope.
Well, and certainly all of the evidence I have from the Laguna Foundation indicates that the Laguna has a formidable friend in you people. And I congratulate you for it and thank you for it.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we're very passionate about our watershed.
Right, as you should be. Well, thank you, Dr. Trowbridge. Let's tell people that this watershed report, the Laguna Watershed Year in Review, that Dr. Trowbridge will be presenting will be Thursday, September 22nd, which is the equinox, 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Environmental Center on Sanford Road. For information online, LagunaFoundation.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.